in death, O Lord, abide with me.
Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text from John 14, Jesus says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and especially Lona and Butch and Alan, Rick and John. Well, right off the bat, we heard Jesus get right to the heart of the matter in John 14. He preaches a good and salutary sermon. Would you expect anything less from Jesus? Well, of course not. He knows what to say, and he knows when to say it. In addition, the Lord's words are not just the words of a man, they are the living words of God himself. Therefore, what Jesus preaches is certain and sure. There's no better time to hear a sermon from Jesus than today. Today, these are his words for you. Listen again. "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." Believe also in me, he says. Why in the world would he say such a thing? Well, here's the answer. It's because he's the Savior, the only one. He pulled off the best Friday and the best Sunday in the history of the world. Good Friday, Easter Sunday, death, resurrection. He did what it took to save sinners, to save you, to redeem Lee, farmer, bus driver, cowboy coffee, and all around Mr. Fix-It. Now I want all of you to listen very carefully. The Father's heavenly house of many mansions depends on Jesus, his Son, taking all your sin in his body on the cross in order to answer for it, where he atoned for all sin with the cleansing, scrubbing power of his divine blood, where he buried all of your sin in the black hole of his tomb. If Jesus didn't do that, if he didn't carry all your sins in his body and cover them with his blood on the cross, then you'd have to carry them, you'd die with them, and you'd be damned with them. But he did do it. He did do the Good Friday dying for you. Your sin is his. Your sin doesn't belong to you anymore. Your sins are defeated sins because of Jesus. Salvation, not damnation, is yours. And that's why the Friday on which he died is so wonderfully good. Jesus put it this way in the text that we heard. "I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you also may be." There's nothing better than to belong to the crucified but risen Jesus through faith. And that's exactly why he preaches, "Believe also in me." I beg you, believe in Jesus. He is the Savior. He is an inclusive Savior. That is to say, he died for all sinners. Me, you, Lee, an entire world full. He didn't leave any sinner out of his Good Friday dying. Can you name one? I can't. He didn't exempt any sin from his forgiveness. Can you name any sin that he left out of his dying? I can't. He is also an exclusive Savior. That is to say, he's the only one. He put it this way in the sermon that is full of promises. I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. Every time I visited Lee in the hospital or at the care center, I preached this way, the truth, and the life, Jesus, to him. Especially the Lord's promise in Mark 16:16, where Jesus again says, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. And I specifically told Lee that Jesus wanted him to believe his promises so that he would leave his care center room for a heavenly one in peace. After all, Jesus promised him a room in heaven prepared personally and exclusively by Jesus, who died and rose for Lee. And of course, the time for Lee's leaving and moving in was sooner than I ever expected, and maybe you as well. Now, as I preach to Lee, so now I preach to you today. The sermon really today is for you. It's for your ears, and it's for your hearts. And so I beseech you again, listen to Jesus, who says to you, believe also in me. Or as the resurrected with all his wounds showing Jesus proclaimed to Thomas a week after his resurrection, don't be unbelieving, but be believing, John 20. After all, by believing that Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, that is to say, the Savior, you believe that, you have life in his name. Now, I can't help myself. I've got to give you one more promise from the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus. This one from John 11. It was the Holy Gospel for today. And Jesus audaciously dared to preach it, of all times, after his best friend Lazarus was already dead and buried 4 days. Listen to what he said. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Oh, believe that, dear friends. That promise is for you. And as you believe, so you have. So, let's get ready to pray and give thanks to Jesus. Put Lee to bed one last time. Cover him up and tuck him in the bed that is his grave at the cemetery. Say our last goodbyes. Have lunch and faithfully trust Jesus' promises. What he promises today, we will see fulfilled with our eyes at the resurrection of the body on the last day. Promises like you heard today. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. No one has any better words of promise than that. In the name of Jesus, amen.